Blog Talk Radio.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
Good morning, and I am delighted to say happy spring. It is a beautiful day here in the D.C. metro area, not quite 60 degrees already, and promising to be a sunny and bright day. And I am really excited because we have back as our kickoff show to returning to Blog Talk Radio, the ladies of We Are Listening. If you remember and you follow us on a regular basis, then you know that We Are Listening joined us a couple of years ago for a show, and we met the ladies of We Are Listening, and we had a great time. Well, they're back too. So I invited Vinay and the gang to come back and tell us what's been going on and to let us know what else they have on the horizon. First off, I want to give a few housekeeping items. And the first is, if you have questions for any of the ladies when you're listening to the show, give us a call at 516-595-8153, and we'll be happy to take your call and your question. If you can't stay with us the whole time, the show will be available for you to listen later on demand. In the meantime, I want to make sure that you have your Saturday morning cup of coffee and you are sitting in your favorite chair, relaxed and ready to laugh, have fun, and maybe learn a few things. You know, we're never too old to learn something. So I'm going to bring the ladies on one at a time and ask them to introduce themselves as they come on. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to hear your voices. I'm so excited that you were able to join me today. And my listeners last week found out that I had taken kind of a hiatus, and I told them that you guys were going to be my kickoff show, and so I'm really, really excited you were able to fit us in your schedule. So first off, Vinay, who we know from our previous show is the founder of We Are Listening. Excuse me.
Yes.
Vinay, kick us off and introduce your team.
Yes. Hi, my name is Vinay Fowler. I am the founder and president of We Are Listening. And We Are Listening, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we e-mentor young ladies ages 13 to 22. And that's just one of the things that we do. We do a whole host of other things that we're going to talk about on the show. But I have my director and co-founder, Antoinette, on the line, who can say hello.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Antoinette. Great to be here.
And then I have Cassandra, who is one of our directors, on as well.
Hi, everyone. Cassandra, one of the directors and mentors for We Are Listening, and happy to be here.
And I have Daisha on, who's also one of our directors and mentors. Okay, maybe Daisha's having technical difficulties, but she should be on shortly. So that's part of our team that's on this call today. Kim, thank you so much for having us on your show. We're delighted and excited to be back. I think the last time we were on was 2017, so it's been a minute.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. And so much has happened in that time.
Yes,
so you know, tell me what has been going on with you guys. And a full disclosure, I am terrible at following people on social media to keep up with what everybody's doing. I barely can keep my own social media going. So it's really sad. Yeah, it really is sad. It's sad. But I checked out to see what you guys have been up to. Give me kind of the Cliff Notes version, if you will. I don't care who jumps in to tell me. But give me the Cliff Notes version. What you been doing since we last talked?
We've been doing a lot, I would say, right, team?
Yes.
We've done Busy Bees. We've done a prom sponsorship down in Virginia, and Antoinette spearheaded that. If you want to say a little bit about that for a while.
Yes.
Antoinette?
Yeah, that was awesome. Hi, good morning. Yeah, that was awesome. Oh, man, I can't believe the young lady's name escapes me. But, yeah, we did a prom sponsorship for this one special needs young lady, and it was really wonderful. We got everything for her, her dress, her shoes, her makeup, you know, her vehicle.
Yes.
And we were able to make her really, really happy. We even got her a date, and we had pictures taken. It was a wonderful experience.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on our website.
Okay, wait a minute. So you guys got her a date for the prom, too?
The pictures are on our website. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. You got her a date for
the
prom.
We are listening goes all out.
Yes.
We're all out. We're going to do it. We're going to do it right.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till my listeners know I did a thing called the Magic Wand Project where my good friend Diane Freeland and I collected prom dresses, but we didn't go all out and get the date and the whole, you know. I mean, we were like, we'll get you dressed. You know, we would do us something getting them dressed.
No stones uncovered.
Oh,
no stones uncovered.
And we would like to note, too, and Kim, we made her entire day. She's a special needs student, high school student. And, I mean, from head to toe makeup, hair, as Antoinette said, and we made her day. She had a phenomenal time. She couldn't even imagine having as much fun as she did. So that was definitely something special.
Yeah.
But
did a Love Your Selfie workshop with Raphael Lighthouse in New Jersey.
Okay.
So
It was phenomenal.
It was like a vision.
Describe what that program was like.
Yeah, we had the young ladies do vision boards. These were young ladies who are young mothers living at a shelter. And, you know, love your selfie. You know how kids are always taking selfies. So we took that whole concept of love your selfie. We had them take selfies of themselves, sometimes themselves with their kids, and create these vision boards of what they wanted in life and how to feel about themselves, you know, with regards to self-esteem and, you know, helping them to respect them and love themselves and understand they're valuable and wonderful human beings. And it went over so well. To this day, you know, we'll speak to some of the girls and they say how they still have their vision boards. And it was just really exciting.
Wow. Well, we're going to circle back to that whole vision board thing. That's great.
Yes.
And they had their baby
toilet
drive. It was really special.
So
So
you guys have gotten people dates for the prom and not only dressed them for the prom, which, you know, I can't wait to tell Diane about that one because she'll be like, wow, we are just slackers completely because all we did was dress them. And and then you work with young moms to talk about self-care and self-love. That in itself, I think everybody needs that kind of encouragement and certainly lessons. And heaven knows, even after you're well out of your 20s, you need to remember, you know, to take care of self. What other things have you guys been doing? Because now I'm really feeling like a slacker, you know. I'm just saying.
Well, we've had, pre-COVID, we had, go ahead. Was that Antoinette?
No, you could. Yeah, it's all right, Cass, good.
All right, so pre-COVID,
we
were doing
the same thing, the workshops.
The library series?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the library series.
Yeah. Great minds think alike. So pre-COVID, we were doing an in-person library series where we talked about finances and your credit and how to ensure that you have good credit. We also talked about social media and social media safety and what you should and should not have you know, on your Instagram and your Facebook. But since COVID and we can no longer do in-person, we have pivoted to Zoom workshops. And we recently just completed our first career preparation interview, cover letter, resume writing, Zoom workshop. And it went phenomenally. And we actually have another one coming up in a few weeks with Coppin University, where we're going to go over resumes and interviewing skills. You know, because once you, you know, you leave college, you have to interview, you have to look for a job. And we're here to prep the young ladies on how to do that. So those are, you know, that's what we're doing post-COVID, one of the things we're doing post-COVID.
And can I just say, I wish there had been such a thing, you know, when I was in that age group. I really do, because back in the day, you got out there, you hustled, you figured out how to do an interview, you figured out how not to do an interview when you didn't get the job. You know, writing your resume was like, what's that? And... You look at people and go, what do you mean I have to now go out and get a job? You know, don't they just know that I'm fabulous and want to hire me?
Exactly. And I'm qualified.
Right.
You know that you're qualified. You know that you're fabulous. So we're going to help you. We're going to help you sell yourself and sell your fabulosity to these companies so they'll hire you.
And and telling you what to wear and what not to wear to an interview.
Yes, we touch on that as well.
Can I tell you, I went to an interview with sandals and jeans on. Didn't know that I was actually, And had the baby with me, by the way. And just was like, okay, well, I really hadn't planned on interviewing today. She said, oh, no, you're fine. And yeah, this doesn't seem right. By the way, I did get the job. But it still was just kind of like, yeah, let's not do that again, right?
You live, you learn.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we go in and we are.
We also kicked off a blog segment, Kim.
You do a what segment?
We kicked off our vlogs segment where we do our video logs because we're always trying to reach – we're trying to reach the young people however we can. And when coronavirus, the pandemic started, first one with teens and youth dealing with the stress related to COVID. And, you know, at that time, everybody was dealing with stress related to COVID. Nobody knew what to do, where to go, how to handle. You know, it was just really, really a messed up situation. And we wanted to target the youth and the teens and let them know, you know, we're here for you if you need to talk. You know, the adults were struggling. So we know the teens and the youth, you know, no graduations. And, you know, it was a really difficult time. So we kicked off our first one with that. And then we did our personal experiences with racism because right behind that was the George Floyd incident. And we felt the need to get on and let the community know that we stood with, you know, Black Americans and against racism. And so that was our second one. So we really, this last year, we were thrown into a whole new arena of just trying to reach people because of the coronavirus.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that what has really kind of been lost in the sauce, as it were, is how kids are feeling during this whole last year. And, you know, there are some who would say, well, yeah, they didn't get to have this, they didn't get to have that. They'll be okay. They're resilient. Well, I got news for folks. They aren't like my generation where you had to suck it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you understood life sometimes just throws curveballs, and it ain't fair. There's no nice way to say that. But, unfortunately, also with my generation, we decided for the next generation, that wasn't good. So we created the monsters that, you know, that are now. And on some levels, I think that's good. But on a lot of other levels, I think that, there could have been a better balance to explain that sometimes life really is not fair and these things happen that we don't have control of and you pivot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
I certainly applaud you all for doing that. So it, you know, it sounds like in the last 4 years, it's y'all have been a little bit busy.
Absolutely. We don't sleep.
More places are starting to recognize us as well. More places are starting to recognize and hear our name and know, you know, so we're starting to make a dent. We even linked up with Wells Fargo. They became a huge sponsor of us, so we go to their annual fundraising events, and they featured us 1 year, so that was really exciting. There's another what's the name of the place now, Vinay, that is sponsoring us kind of now? So, I mean,
was it Point Up?
Point Up. Yeah, we just got joined with that. So, you know, we're really starting to learn. Because you got to think, when Vinay started this and she had the idea, none of us knew what it all entailed to actually run a nonprofit, because we do so many parts of it. I joked with Vinay the other time when we were talking about resume. I said, well, on your resume, you could put IT person and programmer and graphic designer.
So
yeah.
We do it all. Bookkeeping.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to it.
Yeah,
so I think we're starting to get past
totally understand.
Spot.
Yeah. Because you guys have been doing this for how long now?
Oh, my goodness. Our anniversary is April 4th.
Is it
It'll be 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years on April 4th. We cannot believe
it's hard to imagine that we are where we are now.
Because at first it was like you were excited and you said, oh, this is going to be great. And then you find out all the stuff you got to do and go, yeah, we're excited. It's going to be great. And then you suddenly are looking
it's
at
like,
the
what
alcohol
did,
and
what
going.
What did Vinay get us into?
Well, I mean, you know, this is always the question. She is truly the Ethel to my Lucy, and I need to tell our listeners, Vinay and I work together, so I totally understand what they're saying. Totally understand what they're saying when they're like, what has she gotten us into now? But it's always good. You know, at first you're going, I'm going to be great. Or I'm going to be bald dealing with this, but it's going to be good. And, you know, it's okay. So,
the funny thing is, when Vinay asked us, we all said yes without hesitation, without really thinking about it, without even, having this business plan. She was like, hey, guys, I'm thinking of yep, we'll do it.
Yeah. And, you know, then after you all said yes, she probably went, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yep, exactly.
Now what? You know?
Right.
Trust me, I understand. Diane and I were like that about the Magic Wand Project. We sat in P.F. Chang's and had lunch and said, we can do this. It's going to be great. It's going to be this. That night, I was like, oh, my God, what have we done?
What have we gotten ourselves into?
Yes. And we did it for 10 years. And I have to say the only reason we stopped collecting dresses and stuff is because our schedules got to be too much. So that leads me to the next question of, I know how busy y'all are. How in the world? How in the world do you work at a day job, take care of your kids, take care of your home, take care of yourself, you know? How do y'all do that? The time management must be insane.
Google
we don't
calendar.
Sleep. My calendar, my mother laughed at me. She's like, your calendar looks like you're the first lady. Like, I've got color-coded different meetings and, like, everything is in there. Vinay's like, can you do this? Yep, and put it on my calendar, because if it's not on my calendar, it won't get done. So I have reminders and tasks and, my calendar. I live and die by my calendar. So that's how we have to get
the calendar
it done.
Is,
Yeah, the calendar is a lifesaver. And we and my daughter is Zara. She's our assistant. She's delighted to be our assistant, let me tell you. And she sends us all the calendar invites that we need. She helps us with anything we need help with. She's phenomenal. I'm like, and she loves it. She's such a little leader. So she's helping, keep trying to keep us organized as well. But yeah, we put in the time that we need. We take all time. When we're finished with this interview with you, Kim, we have another workshop we have to do that we're actually logging into. We're constantly trying to reinvent ourselves, continuous improvement, you know, take on new things. And so we're constantly even, you know, taking classes and courses and things of that nature. It's definitely a balance, but it can be a little imbalanced.
Okay.
The thing about it is that Renee knew who she was coming to when she reached out. We all definitely, at the end of the day, have such a passion for our mission that we'll find time. So, you know, when you want to do something, you make time for it. And we believe in what we do. So no matter what, no matter how hectic it gets, and you know, we find a way. We're always going to make a way because it's that important.
Yes, and we just hired a strategic planner / grant writer for us, and we hope that she can, you know, we have faith that she can get us organized as well. She's a strategic planner, and you know, she can assist us too with just continuing to keep on schedule and keep things moving, and you know, reinvent ourselves some more.
That is, you know, I think sometimes I need a strategic planner to just, you know, keep me focused during the day because my head will go in 10 different directions. My brain is always, you know, kind of a flashpoint to go, oh, yeah, I should do that. Oh, I can do that. Oh, that might be good. Oh, yeah, well, there's, you know. And then there's times I think it's just a matter of age, you know, that I want to keep my brain moving. And, you know, it's like, look, you're in your 60s now, girlfriend. You need to have some kind of sanity going on up there. So
I just, bingo.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. You know, that's probably a very smart thing. I might have to, although I can hear my mother saying now, yeah, it's a little late for that. So speaking of moms, Vinay, your mom must be just like, this girl is crazy. She, what is she doing?
My mom has known from young that I am a go-getter, and she's not surprised, but she's like, you do it, you know? She's very proud of me, but she's not surprised on one end because I've always been a go-getter. I go after what I want. I've always, you know, in school, excelled in school, and so, her and my dad are delighted, you know? And my dad wears, he'll wear, I gave them a t-shirt, we are listening t-shirts, he'll wear the t-shirts, I am beautiful, you know, he's a big supporter.
Oh my goodness, I can picture that is priceless. So now that you have had, you know, 7 years under your belt, what do you think now? Do you think that this was worth all of the, you know, scratching and fighting to get to a place where you're like a well-oiled machine? Is there something that you would have done differently other than look at Vinay and say, yeah, no, that's not happening? What you know, what have you all learned in the 7 years, A, about yourselves, and then B, about what you think you can do with We Are Listening as a vehicle to impact kids?
Wow. I'll let the other young ladies answer.
So this is Antoinette. What have I learned about myself? You can still teach an old dog new tricks. Because I know what I'm good at. I know what my wheelhouse is. And I get very uncomfortable outside of that. But dealing with We Are Listening, because, it's, you know, we're small. You know, we rely heavily on each other. It's forced me outside of my box to do stuff, even with like technology. The ladies know I get anxiety when they tell me to, you know, click on a link and do what? But we are listening has forced me to just think outside the box and continuously learn. So I even though it can be challenging at times, sometimes we don't know what it is that we even need to know. So it's like, okay, well, we want to do this. Well, I didn't know this is a question to even ask, and the research and everything. It's enjoyable. I like it's challenging, but I do enjoy the fact to continue to keep my brain working. As far as I would definitely do it all again. It's absolutely worth it. There's a few incidents where I remember, like, wow, we touched someone's life. Like, this legitimately had an impact on this young lady's life. On the last call, we had someone from Ohio, someone from Arizona. It's like I'm over here in my bubble in Virginia right now, and we're reaching all the way across to Arizona and Ohio. So it's a constant reminder that all the hard work is worth it. The followers that follow us are very loyal, and they love the work. So even those that choose not to sign up for our mentoring programs, we still put information out there to help them, and they love it. Anytime we do information on, like, self-esteem, writing, writing prompts and things of that nature.
Journals.
Those are the ones that are.
The journals.
Yeah, they absolutely love that sort of thing. So we know that as hard and as challenging and as it may be, it's worth it because it makes a difference. It definitely makes a difference. Oh, like our new little mentee that we got, oh, she's going to be a firecracker, you know, and it's so neat to be on the workshop. And like Cassie's facilitating the last one, and I'm looking at the screen of the young lady, and you see the one girl just vigorously writing down every single thing that she's saying, just soaking it in like a sponge. And it's like, yes, that's what it's all about, making that difference.
Yeah.
Even if it's one person, we've done our job. So absolutely it's worth it, and I'd do it again 10 times over.
Yeah, and as Antoinette was saying, you know, getting outside of your comfort zone, you know, I met Vinay in grad school. We'd have to do oral presentations, and I was like, I'm about to have a heart attack. I don't like speaking in front of people. But I have had to get up and facilitate workshops in person and on Zoom, and you realize that it's bigger than you, as Antoinette was saying. So you get over that fear really quickly when you realize your words are going to have an impact on these young women. And so you bring your A game all the time, and those nerves go away really quickly. So it is very fulfilling to be to someone what you wanted when you were younger. So you pour your heart and your soul into it because you know what? I wish I had someone to do this for me, so I'm going to be that for this next generation. So as Antoinette said, I would do it 10 times over because it is so fulfilling. And when you see the DMs that we get saying, I'm so glad you posted that, or I'm so glad I found you. Thank you so much. You've helped me. It makes it all worth it. It makes the stress of the technology worth it for Antoinette. It makes the stress of having it just makes it worth it when you get those messages. Because you could be having, you know, a day like, you know, oh, we got to do this. But you get that message and you're like, this is why we do it. This is why we're here.
Right.
This is why We Are Listening was created, because we helped someone today. Someone logged into the internet.
Yes.
And instead of the usual vitriol and who's wearing what and who doesn't look good, they came to our page and we told them, you are beautiful, you are enough. And that filled them for that day.
Yes. And you know, when I started We Are Listening and I thought about who I wanted to be on the team, I always knew from the beginning, and also studying, you know, my master's in IO psychology, that I wanted to have a team and I wanted to establish it on inclusivity and being team oriented. So I'm not making all the decisions and they're not looking to me, but we're all at the table, seated at the table making decisions. And I have a wonderful team, Antoinette, Di, and Cass, and we, you know, they are passionate and very dedicated, and I appreciate them so much for it. They go along with all my, you know, crazy ideas. I'm sending them messages all times of the night and the morning. I'm coming up with these wild ideas. We need to include this after everything is all finished, right? Here I am. We need to include this. And we need to, you know, let's add this. And they're like, okay, all right.
You know, or Auntie Ella be like,
hey, and then they hang up
the presentation.
Yeah, and then they hang up the phone and go, she's crazy. She's crazy.
So what I love about the team is that they tell me when I'm over the top. They'll tell me. They'll say, you know, okay, maybe we'll do that for next time. But for this time, since we have this established or that, like, you know, they're not just like, yes, yes, yes. They're, you know, a lot of times they're like, yes, that makes sense. But then also they'll say, well, maybe we'll do that next time. So I appreciate the honesty. They're just a wonderful team to work with, period.
And Vinay is great because Vinay, she takes that feedback and she's not like, well, I'm the president, so this is what I say. She's like, you know what? I see where you're coming from and that makes sense. Like, hey. Now let's dial it back a little bit. We can get this.
As you're pouring your next drink, you're telling her this, right? And so,
look, the next as I'm side texting Antoinette, like, get your best friend.
She texted me this week. She was like, "I signed us up for these workshops. What? When? Saturday? Okay. Yep." I'll rearrange my calendar to make sure I am there. Her brain is always like constantly do. We are listening. She is eat, breathe, dreams. We are listening. She could be in the shower and it's like, oh, you know what? I think this would be a good idea for the program. We should add this. It's like, okay, did she say
and
that at 3
you wake
o'clock
up,
in the
you
morning?
You wake up to a bunch of text messages. You're like, oh, Vinay was on fire last night. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I can appreciate this because she and I do this at work. So I can appreciate this. I really do. Because I'm the Vinay in the relationship at work,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So, wow. notice she is co-signing quickly. Because,
wow. Yes.
Because, and yes, to the point where our firm understands that I'm, you know, she's my partner in crime. When I say we're going to
yes
do something, they're like, okay, here they come. Now what?
And, here they go.
You know,
oh, boy.
The boss already knows this is about to cost some money. And we always stay in budget. We do. We do. Every now and again, we go over a little bit. But, you know, so I know that she, So I can honestly tell you all that I might kind of sort of be at fault for making it worse for you. So, you know, it's kind of a sorry, not sorry.
I don't know, Kim. I've known her since I was 10 years old, and she has always been strong-willed, determined. You better join me or get run over, because when I've got my mind made up about something I'm going to do it, and I'm going to crush my own goals. And everybody's like, by the way, here she comes. She's always good like that.
Okay. So,
pretty much
so
always
yeah,
good like that. But I did want to say, one of the questions you asked him as well, I think you said if there was anything that would be different. Or
yes,
or if you didn't ask, maybe I asked myself that in my head. But
yeah,
one thing that I would have done differently is that in the beginning, Vinay, again, she you know, like, I remember when we did this bullying event. Vinay is like over the top. She wants to treat every event like it's a 316, which is great and wonderful. But it's like, yeah, well, maybe we're going to scale back on the Fiji water. I don't know. But to how she wants everything put together. But I think that we would have strategized a lot quicker, or maybe brought in someone to help with strategies earlier on in the game instead of where we are now. So I wish that would have been something we would do a little bit sooner, because it's not our area of expertise, and strategy, just being strategic with how you do certain things, is absolutely very important in this. So I wish that was something that we'd have thought to done earlier. It isn't. It's okay. We learn a lot about along the way. But that's the only thing that I can think of that I would do differently is maybe figure out a way to hire someone or take some of those earlier donations that we received early on and pour it into someone who specializes in strategic and grant writing and that portion so that we can get more money in to fund our programs, because we have ideas and there's lots of things that we want to do in the future, and we've hit a lot of our goals. Like I remember when we were speaking, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, in the beginning of the year, we do strategic planning and we say, hey, we want to do this, this, and that, and we end up hitting a lot of our goals. It's just that we know we can do even more once those funds start coming in. So that's where we're looking at for the future.
Yeah, so what I want to remind our listeners is that if you have questions for the ladies, and they are skilled at being able to listen on the phone without necessarily seeing your face, give us a call at 516-595-8153. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio and the ladies of We Are Listening. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.
And we're back. You're listening to Black Bag Productions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Kim Moss. I'm the host and your owner of Black Bag Productions. And today, having our second cup of coffee now, we're talking with Vinay Fowler, Antoinette, Cassandra, Daisha, the ladies of We Are Listening. And they've kind of been filling us in on what they've been doing in the last 7 years, if you can believe it, that they have been operating. We had them on the show back in 2017 when they were kind of getting started and had been doing this for a while. But in the time that they have been together, they have gotten some heavy hitter supporters, places like Stop and Shop. Here in the D.C. area, we know the logo for Stop and Shop is Giant Food. So for those of you in the D.C. area wondering, yeah, it's that big, Stop and Shop in the New York area. They're Wells Fargo Bank. Wells Fargo, huge, huge, huge. Chipotle. Everybody loves Chipotle. Everybody loves Chipotle. In fact, I'm thinking about maybe having that today. And then, of course, Texas Roadhouse. So, you know, kind of looking at where things have been for the last 14 months, you know, where we've all been inside, we've all done Zoom till we're crazy, and I don't know about y'all, but I had never even heard of Zoom before the pandemic. How has that changed your e-mentoring focus, and how are the kids doing with doing it via Zoom?
Well, we still use we got a bunch of people who want to speak. Who wants to go first? We're all excited to answer this question.
Okay.
So, I mean, we understand that the children, the kids, the young women are in Zoom for school, so that might not be their preference, but we do offer that. So we still do text message mentoring. We do Zoom mentoring because sometimes it is nice to just put a face to who you're talking to. And we also have, you know, transitioned to the Zoom workshops. Again, it's great to have interaction with people, and we do it which way we can. You know, with all the social distancing and the mask, you can't see people's faces. With Zoom, at least we can see your face. We can see you smile. We can see your, you know, you have a look on your face. If you have a question, you want to answer it. You know, we have that personalized one-on-one when we have our mentor sessions. You know, one of my mentor sessions, we did Zoom for the first time, and normally the sessions are an hour long. We were on the Zoom for 2 hours because you just, you just miss that one-on-one. Yeah. So we make it work.
And this is fortunate. I think that we were kind of lucky that we already had a format established for e-mentoring. You know, if this would have been in-person mentoring, then we would have struggled with trying to figure out how to pivot over. But we already had things in place for e-mentoring. So the Zoom part of it came after. It's an added bonus, which is available for those who want to participate that way. But our program was already structured that way, so we were prepared for that part of it. It was the other things that we had to kind of adjust to, like the stuff that we did at the library, and then, you know, maybe some of the fundraising. All of that part of it was changed because of COVID. But the e-mentoring, I think we've just gotten better and better in. You know, now what we're focusing on is taking those workshops that we were doing in person, restructuring them to make them make sense online. So that's where we've been focusing on. That's where we're trying to put our strength. Because even once post-COVID, you know, once the world opens back up fully, which is what I'm hoping for, that's still going to be beneficial to do, because not everyone wants to enroll in our entire program, which is at least a minimum of a year. Some may want us to just assist them with those target programs, workshops that we have. So if you're only interested in finding out about financial stability and credit and how to build your credit, and you don't want to do a year of the mentoring, if we can perfect that program online and do the workshop, and we can help, I think what the next workshop we have, we've got about 30 young ladies we're doing, we'll be able to do that versus the mentoring is one-on-one. So we're just trying to expand in that way.
So you just told me something I didn't know, and that's always great. Your program lasts for a year when you're mentoring someone?
Minimum.
Tell me about that. How does
minimum
that work?
Minimum a year.
So how, you know, so let's say they just sign on now.
Yes. They sign on now, we connect with them, and we actually cover our workshop with the young lady along the time that we're mentoring them. So we're with them at least a year, but, you know, we also hope for longevity to go several years with them. But we our minimum is a year that you have to be in the mentorship with We Are Listening. And we go through not only issues and things that they are dealing with along that time, but also we take them through personally one-on-one our workshop. So we go through our self-esteem and confidence building, and that takes time. You know, we also go through our career interviewing skills, resume writing, just getting them prepared. Even if they're 13 years old, we want to put that in front of them so that they know what to look forward to and what they need to do when that time comes. When they turn 16, 17, they're applying for jobs, summer jobs. We want to prepare them with the life skills that they need. We go through financial. We want to reach them early about keeping your credit good and saving and handling your finances responsibly. We go through leadership and also social media and safety and branding. So at a minimum a year, we can get to touch on all these different things and these different topics. And then we take them, you know, through, you know, whatever else that they want to work on or they need assistance with, family issues, friends, it doesn't matter what. There's no topic off limits.
So that's a great segue to the number one question that every mother dreads with girls is the sex talk. So let me just give you the Cliff Notes version. When my daughter was about 15, I picked her up from I don't even remember where. And in the car, I said, so how's it going? You know, what's been happening? She said, well, you know, Mom, some of the girls were talking about having oral sex and how it wasn't really sex. And da da da. I'm gripping the steering wheel with white knuckles because I'm just like, okay, we're going to have that kind of, oh, all right. How do y'all deal with that?
All right, so this is Antoinette. I don't think any of us have had to have that conversation yet. One thing that we do have is they have to get their parents' permission in order to speak to us and their parents' consent. So if that was to arise, if I had any questions, I probably maybe would try to find out what the situation was at home, why they didn't feel comfortable mm-hmm. maybe talking to their parents. I would always try to encourage that first. But if that wasn't a possibility, then and I had questions, I mean, you know, talk to the ladies and do a little research and let them know that we can talk about it. I mean, the closest I had was someone with maybe identity issues with regards to their gender, and okay. it wasn't anything that I really had a lot of experience on myself. So I had to do some research because I wanted to be sure that whatever I was saying to her was correct, that I was being sensitive and understanding. Mm-hmm. So we get thrown those curveballs. That's not one that's been thrown at us as of yet. But definitely we would probably speak amongst each other just to make sure that whatever advice we're giving, that it's one that we all would agree is proper. But we would encourage them first mostly to speak to someone that is at home, you know, if not a parent or guardian. But if that doesn't work, we're not going to shy away from the conversation either.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now you mentioned you get permission from the parent. So the parents are involved in this model where, you know, if the girls want to be mentored by you, you talk with the parents first to make sure everybody is okay with that?
Well, because
yes,
we get
a sign off. We have. Oh, go ahead, answer that.
Oh, no, they have to sign a form. We need their permission. When they go online, if they're under a certain age, if they're under 18, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. there's a parental consent form, and the parent has to consent. I had a mentee once whose parent was very involved in the whole mentoring process. So it really kind of depends on the parents. Some are just like, okay, I signed you up. Here you go. Goodbye. And then others
right.
are more hands-on, you know.
Right.
And so you just kind of navigate your way depending on the individual situation. But they definitely are aware, and we welcome them. They have our information, our contact information, so at any time if they have questions about how the mentoring is going without going into deep details, because there's still a level of confidentiality.
Right.
We won't go into specific details, but if there are certain areas that a parent wants us to cover, or if there's an area that a parent absolutely does not want to cover, we definitely would take all of that into consideration.
That's good to know, because I think that would put a lot of parents at ease. Go ahead.
And we get a lot of young ladies that reach out to us on their own. You know, we get, mm-hmm. get referrals from parents. We get referrals from, you know, other guardians, other family members with mentees. But we also get a lot of mentees that reach out to us on their own. They know they want to be mentored. They like the idea of being mentored. And so, and I just have to say, our young ladies, they are strong, they're brave, they're resilient. And, you know, I watched, you know, especially last year with all the tumultuous things going on in the world, I watched their leadership. We were so proud. We talked about it in one of our blogs. They're go-getters, and they know what they want. So when they reach out to us, they're interested, they're dedicated. And, you know, we have great mentorship with these young ladies that we connect with. And we have their parents buy in if they're under 18. They must sign off on a parent consent form. If they're 18 and older, then they can, you know, just mentor with us without parental consent.
So just, you know, knowing that the spectrum is not quite 10 years for the ages of girls that you're mentoring, what is your breakdown? You know, how many between 13 and 16, how many between 16 and 18, and how many 18 to 22?
I think it can vary at different times depending on how many mentees we have, but I think we've had the gamut. You know, we've had mm-hmm. the 14-year-olds that have the 14-year-old problems. We've had the 20-year-old that has a 20-year-old problem. So it varies throughout the year how many we have in each age bracket.
Which
yeah, okay.
actually, because of us having to shift our workshops from being in person to online, that's one of the things that we discovered that we had to do was kind of break down our workshops. So the things that we would teach a 13-year-old may not necessarily be the same for like the young ladies that are coming out of college on how we want to discuss their career options. When they're younger and they're 13, 14, they maybe never had a job. So we're trying to teach them how to utilize the skills that they do by being part of a team or by being, you know, captain of a certain team in school, or if you're an honor student, if they volunteer at their church. We teach them how to use those skills to create a resume that is skill-based, whereas for the young ladies that are in college who may have already had jobs and are looking for a career, we had to reinvent the way we did that workshop. So for the purpose of those workshops, we did split it like within the age range, but when it comes to one-on-one mentoring, as Cass said, it just depends. We never know who is going to hit us on our website, but we're all confident and able to deal with the entire range, range.
Yes.
You know? And
we also indirectly mentor as well. We indirectly mentor as well. Sorry to cut you off, Anthony.
Okay.
We're in different states, so we're, you know, talking from different places. But we indirectly mentor as well. We get a lot of mentees that reach out to us via our social media channels where they're not officially a mentee signed up with the organization, but they reach out to us for advice, you know, in our direct messages sometimes, just asking us something in general. So we mentor, officially and unofficially as well. We're always available for young people if they just need somebody to talk to listen, or they actually need advice. We're just always there. And our e-mentoring program is our foundation. That's what we do. That's what we've done since inception. And our flexibility is big with the e-mentoring program. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be on the beach. You can be on the train. You can be in the car as a passenger. If you have an e-mentoring session for an hour with one of us, you can be anywhere. And that's one of the pluses with our e-mentoring program. It's always worked really well, is that no matter where we are or our mentees are in the entire country, that we can connect once a week for an hour. So we take anywhere from 6 to 8, even upwards to 10 mentees at a time each if we need to, and we're available to do so. But what happens is the mentorship, of course, over the years, they fall off. And as we get more mentees in, you know, we manage all those mentees amongst us. So it's been working, you know, for 7 years, and, you know, we've been able to manage it in a very efficient way.
So I'm curious, because you've had 7 years, and let's say you started with someone who might have been at that beginning age spectrum, are you still talking with that person or people now, 7 years later? Or have they expressed a desire to reach back and pay it forward by mentoring someone behind them because of, you know, in your program?
Yes, we actually keep in touch with our mentees even when that mentorship is over. It could be a year or two. We always reach back. And we also always get they always reach out to us as well later on. They may need advice about one particular thing or, I mentored with you in 2016. Now I need help with my resume. I'm getting ready to, you know, look for a job and I need to update it. Can you help me? So we're always available for our mentees that we've mentored over the years.
Yeah, we don't just cut them off. It's like, okay, it's been a year. Bye. It's like you can always check back in. We want to see how they're doing. They want to check in and go, like Vinay said, oh, you know, I'm working now, or I just have this issue with my relationship. Can I just, you know, pick your brain? So we're always there, whether it's officially or unofficially. Like, we'll always be your mentor. We don't just shut the door once the year is up. Because at any age, you're always going to need someone to just bounce ideas off of.
Tell me about it. So
I still need people to bounce ideas off of.
Oh, me too. Right. Vinay's my mentor. I'd be like, Vinay, I need some help.
Yeah, mine too. she's my mentor too. So, you know, and I'm old enough to be Vinay's mom. So let me just put that out there. I'm old enough to be her mom, and she's my mentor too. So that, you know, that's the cool part, you know, that you guys are able to pay it forward and and folks come back. This is what I'm saying. How has that changed you? Because touching the life of a child is phenomenal. You know, when they remember that because of your kindness, when maybe everybody else was really being pretty crappy to them or that things were crappy, you guys were there. So having said that, you know, and we're hopefully seeing light at the end of the COVID tunnel. Please, Lord, let us be seeing the end of the tunnel. What do you guys have on tap for the rest of 2021 and for this time next year?
Well, we have a college scholarship award that we are working on. Antoinette can tell you a little bit about it. I know we only have 5 minutes left, but Antoinette, you want to tell a little bit about the college scholarship?
Yeah, that's been my baby since day one. That was one of the things that I always wanted to see go into fruition, where we're able to offer a scholarship. So we're doing that this year, which is awesome. It's a $500 scholarship. It's going to be essay-based. I think we have all the details. It's going to be put on our social media platforms. So I'm excited about that, and it's definitely one that's going to be annual. So this is going to be our first annual one, and then we'll be presenting it each year moving forward. So that's really cool. We're going to take all of the, as far as other things that we're doing for the year, we're going to take all of our workshops and turn them into workshops that we can do online and kind of perfect them. So we're working on that. And we've got the strategist that we've hired that hopefully is going to help us identify either gaps in our programs or other ways that we can go ahead and I'm at a loss for words.
Expand our reach. We're also gonna do we're looking to have like a virtual game night. You know, we wanna, you know, a lot of the Zoom things are school based and work. We wanna have fun with it. We wanna do maybe a sip and paint. You know, you know, mentoring has, you know, a connotation. We want to make it fun as well. We want people to log in and be like, oh, my goodness, what's We Are Listening doing now? I have to see it. You know, last week was the game night.
Right.
That was so much fun. And this week is the sip and paint. So we want to do those things as well. And then when we can be in person, we want to resume our bullying event. We had a bullying event years ago. It was very successful. It was a lot of fun. So we want to do that again. So we want to do a bullying awareness, you know, suicide prevention workshops and events and things of that nature, because it is nice when you're in person. You get to see people and hug people again.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at our workshops and at our events, we can show off our We Are Listening inspired apparel that we have. I know you can't see us, but I'm wearing my We Are Listening t-shirt. And, you know, we have a store. So we have so many, irons in the fire, but we are just passionate about this work, and we want to just keep going with it.
Oh,
so
one thing
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the things that I was proud of that we had, like, we've got an intern now, and just to see her growth from when she first started to where she's at now and the different ideas, and we are so good about allowing kids to use their own creativity and imagination to really know what it's like to try to create content and see what works and doesn't work. So our intern program is really good. We've already had someone successfully go through it, and we have another intern now who actually gets college bona fide credit for our internships. I want to make sure that that's put out there because it's a great piece of the program.
Yes.
That's excellent. So if I had to ask you, I know what the listening acronym is, which, by the way, I think is brilliant. The words that describe each letter of listening. If I had to pick one word about you guys, and it would be synonymous with We Are Listening, I want you to each tell me what that word would be.
I can go first. I would say
Oh, go ahead.
I would say empower, Vinay. I would say empower.
And I was going to stick with the E, and I was going to say empathetic.
Hmm. Oh, wow. That's one word. Empower is a good one. Wow. Just support. We're here for support. I don't know if I can just, I don't think that we can put it in one word, to be honest, because there are so many things to so many young ladies. I mean, I'm just being honest. We're so, you know, we do
right.
empower. We do teach. We're there to listen. I literally had a young lady the other day reach out to me on Snapchat who I haven't heard from in about 6 months, who was in a homeless shelter, and now she's out. And she's working, and she's got a car, and she was thanking me for my words
wow.
and encouragement, things of that nature. So I can't put that into a word. I just want to be able to continue to be able to give. I just want to be used to pour into other people, and that's what we do every day. So I don't know, support, care, empower. Teach, listen, all of the above.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I want to end by telling our listeners, if you want to find out more about the ladies of We Are Listening, go to their website, listening.org. And if you want to reach out via email, it's info@wearelistening.org. Ladies, I am so, so thankful for you joining me this morning. I most certainly will encourage people to constantly check you guys out to see what you're up to next. If you want to follow them, they are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and you can actually see them talking.
Yes.
About the things that they're doing, and I've watched a couple of the videos. They are hilariously fun. And also follow them on Twitter. And I really hope that maybe by the end of the year we can do a holiday update show to tell us about what you've been doing all year long and to hear some really great stories, because I know you've got a lot going on and I want to hear more. And I promise we aren't going to wait 4 years to have y'all back.
we're
not
on
wait
TikTok.
So long.
We also have a TikTok account now.
Yes,
I should
that's
have
right.
known. I should have known.
Everybody
I should
again.
Have known.
Yes.
Kim, thank you so much for having us on your show and bringing us back, even though it's 4 years, it's never too late. And we appreciate you, and thank you to Black Bag Productions, and we were just delighted to be here today.
Well,
yes, thank
I
you
am,
so much.
I am tickled to have you guys as my kickoff show for coming back on the air. And I promise it will not take me 4 years to have you back. And if you have anything that you want to let us know anytime during the year, all you have to do is holler at me, and you know I will pick a slot and have you guys in and have you join us to tell us what you've got going on. In the meantime, I want to tell everyone that we will be back, not next Saturday, because that'll be Easter weekend, but we will be back in April with shows that will bring you Sharon Elliott, who is out on the West Coast and doing some amazing things with authors. We will have our good friends from Pop-Up Shop on the show. We'll also have wedding planners, and our wedding roundtable will be coming in May. So mark your calendars, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We're going to leave you today with Peace, Love, and Joy, written by my dear friend Christian Davis. It's the piano version of the song. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Black Bag Productions, located in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, is a full-service event planning company that treats you and your clients like A-list celebrities. From the selection of your design and creation of your invitation to the last goodbye and thank you for attending, they help you put love into the details without sacrificing quality. Give them a call today at 240-472-9432. Visit blackbagproductionsonline.com, and they'll show you how they can create an unforgettable event for you.